Krishna. Yesterday we were talking about the healthy soul and sickly souls. Even on the platform of Karma Yoga, one can be healthy. For example, four questions can be asked and they can be answered as per the Bhagavad Gita. Who are you? The answer is, I am God's servant. What work do you do? I do God's work. What do you do with the work, the results of the work that you get? I offer all the results back to God. How do you do your work? I do it diligently, with great responsibility, with commitment and dedication. So this is a Karma Yogi. He does all his work and offers his fruits to the Lord. And this is actually the beginning of all our activities in the path of religion, which will gradually make us healthy and healthier. Then one can ascend to higher levels, because when one offers the fruits of one work to the Lord, gradually his his knowledge awakens by that. Then gradually goes to higher platforms and eventually can come to Bhakti Yoga. So it's very easy to observe and learn what is a healthy soul, what is a sickly soul. Yesterday we said a sickly soul, claims proprietorship. He considers himself the master of all living entities. He tries to even dominate the nature, dominate the Lord. Or he wants to be independent and autonomous totally. Doesn't want to align with the laws of God. And he is unreasonable in becoming greedy for accumulating more and more resources, although one should never accumulate more than what one is awarded. So, in the same manner, you will see the healthy soul is just the opposite. Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayor Das Das Anudas Mahajano Yena Katasapanta. So these are symptoms of a good soul. He follows in the footsteps of great souls, and he always considers oneself the servant of Lord and his devotees. And also one considers everything to be Lord's property. Manasa Deho Geho Jokichu More Arpilatuva Pade Nanda Kishore. So accepting honestly that everything belongs to Lord, including myself, and all the living entities are Lord's part and parcels, they are all children of the Lord. And he knows how to treat the nature, how to treat the living entities, how to deal with the Lord. He is a healthy soul. When you read the Srimad Bhagavatam, it becomes very clear that there are naughty souls, there are mischievous souls, there are demoniac souls. So they all are unhealthy. For example, there are naughty personalities you come across, like Indra stealing the horse of Prithu Maharaj. Or Indra bowing down to Satyabhama and Krishna when they came to heaven. But then when Krishna took the Parijata flower, Indra is chasing after Krishna to attack him, because of, considering himself the proprietor of the heaven. Or you find Indra showering torrents of rain to attack the Vrajavasis, thinking that my sacrifice has been taken away by Krishna. So you will find Indra's insecurity in many of these pastimes. We can call it a naughty behavior. Of course, he has to receive nasty reactions also for that. He is not free from it. But the naughty living entities are those who are sensuous, those who are forgetful, those who are careless, those who chase after the mirage of illusion. At the same time, they are pious, they are religious, they are inclined to serving the Lord, besides having a dominating mentality side by side. And the mischievous living entities, you can see they are more dangerous. For example, Durvasamuni creating a demon to kill Ambarish, Vishwamitramuni creating his own Trishanku Swarga. So the yogis want to control the nature and dominate the nature, and they do mischievous activities to prove their superiority or to control and dominate the other living entities. Then there are demoniac souls like the Mayavadis who want to usurp the position of the Lord and sit in his position and want all the living entities to accept them as God. So all this with naughty and mischievous and demoniac behavior makes the soul very unhealthy. So one has to give up this sickness by chanting the holy name and surrendering to the Lord's will and purifying our heart. And it is not only that the jnanis, yogis and karmis are doing this, every one of us, it is our duty in spiritual life to observe the lower nature which makes us bad sons of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada in his purports uses the word good sons of the Lord. And there are bad sons of the Lord. And who are the bad sons? Those who are naughty, mischievous, demoniac. So they have impurities in their heart. And those impurities come out in these ways. And they cause trouble to themselves and they cause trouble to other living entities. And they don't align with the Lord. So therefore, it is in our interest to become good sons and good daughters of the Lord so that we will head towards the spiritual world and become totally healthy and be in a position where we can joyfully engage in Lord's service, bringing happiness to ourselves and happiness to others. And that is accomplished by very attentive and careful chanting of the holy name with great respect for the Lord and doing it day after day after day. When Lord is pleased, He will reveal Himself first in the form of knowledge, then in the form of understanding, then in the form of realization. Then He will reveal His own personal form and He will give awareness of the understanding of Krishna consciousness more and more. He says that, Dadami buddhi yogam tam, yenamam upayantite. Harinam Prabhu ki.
Let us offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like desire-fulfilling trees, oceans of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama ananta koti vaishnavrindaki jai vaishnav thakur srila prabhupada ki jai.